Good morning. Good morning, listening audience. We're on. I know you've been listening to the show for the last few minutes, and I know you said to yourself, wait a minute, this sounds like last week's show. Well, it was last week's show. Due to technical difficulties, we're just getting started with the Jay Rice Show, but we're still going to give you that same inspiring and informative, engaging show that we give you every week. Let me say it again. The sponsors that make this show possible, because I got to acknowledge them before I even get into the show, to let you know that they are the ones that bring this show to you every week. Ask You Paint and Body Shop, Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Gyrus Place in Charlotte, North Carolina, Johnson Hall Funeral Home, Hannibal's Kitchen, Family Seafood Market on Rivers Avenue, Checkmasters Checking, and the Tree of Life Ministry on Rivers Avenue. Those are the sponsors that bring this Jay Rice Show to you every week. So thank them, support them, because they support this show that it allows me to have the opportunity to bring this informative information to you. But it's I know it's a little confusing, but stay with me and don't go anywhere, because we got some strong, positive information to share with you today's show. And let me not forget, we're anticipating a call from Ghana, Africa around 9:50 a.m. this morning. And so he's going to be calling in, and it's going to be a surprise to most of you. But the fact that call is coming from Ghana, Africa this morning, 9:50, him and I talked this morning, and it was like 2:30 p.m. his time. And so we're going to get a surprise call. But more importantly, what this show is about today is this show is about a schoolhouse. We're dedicating an entire hour of this show to a school that's going to be moving this Thursday. If you are not listening, you're not standing by the millions of listeners that we got on the Jay Rice Show, you've got to know, and you got to be a part of this. But what I have today in the studio with me is a luxury, something that I just cannot say how proud I am to be a part of something as big as this. And more importantly, I've got some folks in the studio with me this morning, some subject matter experts, historians, board members that tell me what to do all the time. You're going to hear from them. So I want to take the opportunity this morning to welcome in the studio with me, Professor Damon Fordham. Sir, it is a pleasure to have you in the studio with me this morning. You're a wealth of information, and you are the historian that I call, because I'm not a historian. I'm just an advocate. I call myself a strong one. You know, I'm home. So all the last 8 years of becoming the advocate that I currently am, and this radio show and bringing information to you, has a lot to do with you and Madam Thomasina Stokes Marshall, which I have in the studio with me this morning. Our art and history chair for the African American Settlement Community Commission, Joe Palmer, in the studio with me this morning. And then Ed Lee, world famous Ed Lee. Everybody knows Ed Lee. Ed is the president of the Scannonville community, but more importantly, Ed is the vice president of the African American Settlement Community Commission. And Ed and I, I grew up under Ed, but he was telling me what to do at 13, 14, and here I am after 29 years away. I come back home, and he's still doing the same thing. But I appreciate having him. So I introduced everybody that's in the studio with me this morning, and I'm going to give each of them a chance to just give you a little bit about who they are, why they're here this morning, and what this dialogue is. And I'm going to start with Professor Fordham. If you can, sir, please introduce yourself. I know you don't need no introduction. But please introduce yourself and talk about how important this Thursday, this 1904 school, is to you and what you find to be important about it.
Okay. I'm Damon Fordham, Professor of History at the Citadel and Charleston Southern University, author of 3 books on local African-American history, local tour guide, and have a YouTube channel called The American Storyteller, where I take this information out of the ivory tower and out into the general public who really needs to hear this sort of thing. As for the school, I'm currently doing a research project on the school's history, and the background of that, I think, is very important that I share here today, in that while these good folks here can tell you more about having been to the school and such, it's important to know that schools like that, in the first place, the original design of them was actually the opposite of what we would expect. You see, a lot of what happened in South Carolina was that they deliberately wanted to keep the people as undereducated as possible to serve as a permanent class of cheap labor. You see, you had ironically, the state's public school system itself started with a black leader named Robert Smalls during Reconstruction, who called for the establishment of the public school system when you had the Reconstruction after the Civil War. But the rise of the Ku Klux Klan and the Red Shirts and groups like that came into power, and Benjamin Tillman of South Carolina became our senator, and he basically overruled the Reconstruction Constitution and brought in the Segregation Constitution. So the black schools began to get less deliberately so that they could be used primarily to create a system of cheap labor, while the white schools were designed to make them the managers over black people. And so when the school shut down in 1953, it was because the Supreme Court was about to call for integration because the schools were separate but unequal. So they decided to build better schools in the black community so they would not have to sue. And that's how the Long Point School was closed and Janie Moore came into being.
Outstanding, outstanding. If you're listening, and I know you, the listening audience of Jay Rice Show, you know how we do it. You know the platform. You know what they do every Sunday morning. You've got some experts and some very, very, very passionate individuals in the studio this morning with me. And, you know, that for me to have them with me this morning just speaks volume to the things that are going on and the things that will happen. So, Madam Thomasina Stokes Marshall, first black person that ever served on council in the town of Mount Pleasant, and you did it for 16 years, 17 years. Let me thank you for that correction, ma'am. And you did it for 17 years. I have had the pleasure in my last 8 years of being back home to spend time with you and around you, get the 7 a.m. calls in the morning as to what to do and where I should be going. And I cannot appreciate you enough. And to be on the same board with you and what you bring to the board and what you bring to the community and to this subject matter is invaluable. Thank you. Welcome to the Jay Rice Show this morning. In the studio with me.
Thank you for having me, John, and providing this opportunity for me to share the experience that we have traveled for the past 8 years since you've been back home. The road that we are traveling now to relocate the Long Point Road Schoolhouse is very dear to my heart because I had the opportunity to attend the first grade at the Long Point School. And that was the first entry to formal education for African-American, especially for the Snowden community, because the school is located in the Snowden community, mm-hmm. where I was born and have many, many family members who attended that school. The significance of the school is, number one, there were many other African-American schools within the Mount Pleasant East Cooper community. However, the Long Point School is the only remaining school that African Americans were allowed to go to. And the history that is within the walls of those schools, it's important that we preserve that history, protect that history, because if we don't, no one else will. So I am thrilled to be on this journey with you and look forward to the move of the school on the 7th of this month to our new location, which will also be in the Snowden community. And what's good about it, the African American Settlement Community Commission have traveled this road, whereas the organization is now the owner of the school building. Not only are we the owner of the building, we are also the owner of the land that the school will be relocated to. So I extend an invite to people near and far to join us on this journey to help protect and preserve and tell the history of our people. Because if we don't, no one else will.
Absolutely. Thomas Hennie, you know, you, again, a valuable and a wealth of information and experience. And, you know, you, like myself, spent most of your life in New York City, and then you came back home after serving in New York City, you know, as a police officer and retiring, and then come back home. So I took the same path. You know, I spent 29 years away in the military, came back home, and as soon as we met, I knew that there would be things that we would do later on in my years home. And it has been tremendous working aside on your side, working with you. I know this project is very passionate to you. I think, you know, you were the first, one of the very first, because of your role on council, to be made aware of the school through the Historic Commission. When did you become familiar with the school that most of us, other than those that that live in the community, I went to the school, when did you become familiar with the opportunity to restore, or at least do something to protect, preserve the school?
I can't pinpoint the exact year, but being a council member, I had the opportunity to have gained information that, number one, a developer had bought the property that the school currently sits on, and that developer extended the opportunity for the community to take ownership and move the school because he was going to develop the property. So when that information was presented to me, I was pleased to get it, first of all, because the developer did not necessarily have to extend that opportunity. So I brought it back to the residents of the Snowden community, who overwhelmingly supported the idea and concept of taking ownership of the school and relocating it to a location within the Snowden community.
Well, I want to thank you. You know, Joe Palmer, if you can, sir, step over here to this mic, if you would, sir. You are not only is Joe Palmer our chair for our Arts and History Committee of the African American Settlement Commission, but Joe Palmer is he's a board member. He attended the school from the Snowden community, and again, nothing more than, in addition to who I am, in addition to what I've learned in the last 8 years, being associated with them. And let's be clear, the African American Settlement Commission was formed roughly around 2015. We initially started looking at what we should be doing, what a mission statement should be, what we should be protecting and preserving, and right around 2016, we actually kicked into high gear then and started immediately advocating for these communities and to ensure that a project such as this, that we actually was not on our radar in 2016, but when it was brought to our attention, we immediately gravitated and lend our support to it. And that's why we are where we are right now in 2021, with less than 4 days before that 1904 structure is moved. So we weren't always a commission, but in the last 6 years, we have literally put ourselves in a position to be where we are right now. And as Madam Stokes Marshall said earlier, and I say it with emphasis, we are a black organization that not only will own the black educational institution, but we also own the land. So we got a lot of great things planned for the future of that school. But before I even continue on, we're going to hear from the chair of the Art and History Committee of the African American Settlement Commission, world-renowned, Joe Palmer. Joe, thank you for being in the studio with me this morning. And let's talk about what this move means to you, how you envision this being a huge, huge opportunity for your community, the community you grew up in, and what does the future look like?
Yes, sir. Good morning to the audience. John, thanks for having me here. I've been introduced already. I grew up in Snowden as a boy. You've gotten the background from Thomasina and Mr. Fordham as to what this is all about. For me, I went to the school for 1 year, the first grade, 1953, I transferred from Long Point School to Jenny Moore. I spent almost 2 years at Jenny Moore. As a boy, I grew up in Snowden. I left Snowden at the age of 9 and went to New York City, where I was educated, basically, from elementary school on to City College, New York, where I learned history and majored in education. That was always an interest. I always wanted to know who am I? Because in Snowden, I had no knowledge of my African background. I learned that in New York. And so when I came back home, that became a passion for me to find out more. Because I learned in New York City that as the black folks in the Gullah Islands, particularly Charleston, were of African descent and had a cultural and historical connection to Africa. I learned all that in New York. So with that information, with that curiosity, I came back home to learn more about myself. So I came back about 1974. And from that point on, it was my desire and passion to see the connection between the Gullah Islands, in particular Charleston, because we built Charleston as African people. So I wanted to find out more about the connection culturally, because we weren't taught that in our communities. So now I want to know, who am I? I wanted to know, what is the connection? So that became my passion. And I learned from the records, in particular my mother's marriage certificate. She was 1940, I think she got married in that period of time. And on her marriage certificate, it said African. Wow. So we were called Africans. So now I'm on my journey. That is to connect the background of Africa to the Gullah Low Country. Anyway, so that was my passion.
Okay. Well, Joe, you know, I tell you, man, I hate to interrupt you. I'm glad you're here in the studio with me, but we got a caller on the line, and we're going to jump right in and get a chance to let that caller in. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI. You're on the Jay Wright Show.
Good morning, John Wright. How are you?
I'm well. Hold up. I'm having a little difficulty hearing you. Okay, I can hear you. I can hear you now.
How about now?
Good morning. I can hear you now. Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. Yes, how are you?
I'm well. I'm in the studio with some subject matter experts and historians this morning. How are you? This is my cousin M.
I hear them.
This is my cousin M that's calling in. She's a weekly caller. How are you? Thank you for calling in this morning, M.
Oh, you're welcome. I hear the callers. I'm so proud of all of them. And I'm loving the information that they're giving out. It is so great. But I'm also calling to say that I sent my $20 pledge to the 1904 school.
Thank you. Thank you.
I am so proud of, being that my family is from Mount Pleasant, I feel that I have to do these things, okay, in support. It's very important to me to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Cousin Em, I want to thank you so much for not only sending that pledge, because, you know, again, if we, as we started this journey, we knew that this is a $200-something thousand plus project to full restore the school, but we had to do it in phases. We had to get one phase over, which was the actual move, before we started into a second phase. So your contribution is just as invaluable as the person that makes the $5,000 contribution, because every contribution, every donation helps. And I want to thank you for being all the way out in the top of North Carolina, but seeing this project worthy enough that you would make a donation and contribute. So thank you, Cousin M. And I challenge anybody else that listen to this show to do exactly what my Cousin M did and make that donation, because you have time. You still got time. We got a while before this project is completely done. You know, I anticipate, and I got the expert Joe Palmer here. He can probably validate how long we got before this project will be almost near completion. But we do know that if you're listening, and as the millions are listening to the J-Rice Show, you have a chance to do exactly what Cousin M did. Thank you so much, M, for calling in this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'll talk with you a little later, okay?
Absolutely.
Keep up the good work, everybody. Keep up the wonderful work that you're doing. I'm proud of you all.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, and we appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Y'all heard Cousin M. Cousin M is sending her money for the donation. So when are you going to send yours? Where are you at with that? If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see the GoFundMe you have, and you can still right now today make a donation. And the GoFundMe is listed on our website, the website of the AASCHC.com. Again, that's AASCHC.com. And you can go there, and it's a GoFundMe for the Long Point Schoolhouse restoration. You can make your donations there, but more importantly, encourage others to make the donation, because this is a worthy project. We are less than 4 days away from a historical move, and the next voice I'm going to bring to you is none other than the Vice President of the African American Historic Settlement Commission, Ed Lee. And Ed, you have been a part of some major, major, major projects. But more importantly, you are a board member and vice president of this commission. Thank you so much for being in the studio with me this morning. And I appreciate you, man. I appreciate all that you've been. And it's just been great working alongside of you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. And it's a great pleasure to be here, to actually be in the studio, especially with all these other esteemed guests you have.
That's right. That's right. So Ed, what does this project mean to you, man? And what do you take from it? And, you know, I do want to mention, you were mentioning something before we walked in the studio on our delay to wait to get on about a school that was in Remus Point where I grew up at.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm born and raised in Old Village, but I grew up in Remus Point. You were talking about a school that were there, and I delivered the newspaper in that community, man, for about 4 or 5 years. I never knew that there was a school in Remus Point. Not only is this 1904 structure being relocated and restored, but I even never knew there was a school in Remus Point. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, I think most of the settlement communities in the Mount Pleasant area had single-room schools.
Okay.
This school in Snowden is the only one, I think, that survived.
Wow.
Right. It needs a lot of repair, but it's still the only one around. The one in Remus Point was actually behind, if folks remember, it was behind the baseball field on Fifth Avenue. And I just remember seeing the remnants of the school when I came along. And I would always ask, what was that? What was that building back then? They told me that used to be the school. Don't quite remember the lady's name that actually ran the school. But I talked to some people that attended the school. And they verified that used to be the school. And then when Lang was built, which I thought was amazing, Lang in the Old Village of Mount Pleasant, Lang Elementary, they would walk from Remus Point or Scanlonville. We prefer to call it Scanlonville. They would walk from Scanlonville to Lang Elementary every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's 6-7 miles.
Yeah, I can't even imagine doing that.
Wow.
So this is a great moment. I think it's going to be really a fine historic marker and a reminder of the history and an opportunity to get that history out in the community once the project is fulfilled.
Wow. You know, Ed, I tell you, man, it is a big project. It's so big that I've been in touch with South Carolina ETV, mm-hmm. and they're coming down on Wednesday to do pictures of the school at its current location. And then on Thursday, South Carolina Education TV is going to record this entire 3-hour move for that 1 mile that it's going to take to move the school. And I think that's a big deal. And I think that all of my listeners, the millions of listeners to the J-Rice Show, need to be made aware that not only are we ensuring that we preserve history, but we're also trying to make sure that this becomes a national and an international story.
Mm-hmm.
We are sending letters, and you got to know, the letters that's going to go out tomorrow is going to go to the White House in D.C., it's going to go to Senator Lindsey Graham. It's going to go to Clyburn. It's going to go to Tim Scott, as Madam Stokes Marshall said. In other words, there will be no stone unturned and who will get a letter about this 1904 school. So we're going to start at the very top, and we're going to work our way down to the local effect, the local elected officials, both Charleston County, Berkeley County. This is a big project, and it needs and it deserves the national and international attention that it will get. And I got a caller on the line, and I'm going to get right back to you. Let me get that caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show.
Yes, this is Lynette, and I'm calling to announce my $50 contribution to the project for moving this historic school. And I want to challenge all the people who are connected with the old village and all these historic settlement communities. And that's a large community. I want to challenge everyone connected to these communities to call in and contribute.
Thank you, Lynette, I want to thank you so much. Got a call that's going to come in from Ghana, Africa. Thank you for that contribution. Lynette, you're challenging others, and we appreciate you. And on behalf of everybody here in the studio with me, we really thank you and appreciate you. And we're going to get this call that's come from Ghana, Africa in just a second up. But we thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Take care.
We're
going to, I failed to mention it earlier. We got a call that's going to be coming in from Ghana, Africa here in just a few minutes. Ed, back to what you were saying about Thursday. What time will this school be moved on Thursday, and what do you anticipate happening?
The move is going to be at 10 o'clock. Of course, when you move a building, it's a very slow process. So it will be like a procession moving to the new location. Once we get it there, I'm sure there'll be some opportunities to hear from some of the local folks and some prominent folks. So it will really be an eventful day.
Yeah, well, you know, Thursday, 10 a.m., we're actually looking for a parade route. Madam Stokes Marshall, if you... If you know where the school is now, could you explain real quickly before we get this call from Ghana, Africa, up on the line, the parade route and where the school is going to be moved? Can you give us those details, please?
Yes, I certainly can. The route will consist of starting at Seacoast Parkway in Mount Pleasant, which is near the Waffle House, just before you enter the 526 highway. Then there'll be a left turn on Bell Hall Parkway to the Circle, and an immediate right onto Paul Foster Road, and then to Egypt Road, where there'll be another right, a left on Alston, a right on Maggie Road, and a left turn on Snowden Road to arrive at the new address of 1588 Snowden Road. It'll be on the left-hand side.
Outstanding. And what you will find is there'll be signs that are now going up in the neighborhood, in the Bell Hall, in the community, as well as the Snowden community, that'll talk about this sign. So we're doing our part to ensure that the community is aware that this will be happening this Thursday. It is a big deal. So in order for it to be the big deal that we anticipate it being, we have to be very inclusive, and we are doing that. But let me get this caller up on the line. I got a caller coming in. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. You're on the Jay Rice Show.
Hey, Fred Lincoln here.
Fred Lincoln, board member. And Fred, listen, man, you're in Ghana, Africa, aren't you?
Yes.
My God. Listen, what time is it in Ghana, Africa? If you are listening to the Jay Rice Show right now, Fred is a board member. He's in Ghana, Africa, just left Liberia, and he's calling in to the Jay Rice Show. So we're getting an international call that talks about the value of the school. Fred, I thank you for everything you've been to this commission. I thank you for everything you've been to me in my return home. I think Madam Stokes Marshall, Ed Lee, Joe Palmer, and Damon Fordham in the studio with me would all agree that you're a gentleman and a scholar. Thank you for taking time to call us from Ghana, Africa, sir.
Yes, I was staying in contact through the email, and everything was going smoothly, so I didn't want to be a jinx. I just have my finger crossed and just hoping that this that everything become in place and the school is moved. It means so much to me personally, for someone who have been trying to protect historical sites in my immediate community, and to see it happening, you know, in Snowden, it's a beautiful thing, and I appreciate all the work that all the members of this commission have put into this effort, and especially I feel for Freddie Jenkins, what he have went through in the last year and a half just to get this thing going. He's the initiator.
That's right.
And you have to appreciate that, and hopefully that everything goes smoothly, and I could take, you know, that off my mind, that we have accomplished that goal that is so valuable to our young people coming along to see something of history, something of so much value, education for the first time in Snowden, and we were able to preserve that building. So it's monumental.
Well, you know, Fred, man, to have you calling from Ghana, Africa is monumental. You know, it's 2:30, almost 3 o'clock p.m. time there, and you know, you're a board member. You're president of the Kanhoi Huji community. You've been in this role for a very long time, doing some amazing things. We want to thank you. We really want to thank you, man, for calling up this morning and letting people know how important this project is to you all the way in Ghana.
Yeah, and you know, and then you know, this is the initial stage, and we know we have a long way to go, a lot of fundraising. And a lot of awareness has to take place in order for we to complete the deal completely. But for right now, we just want to concentrate on getting it moved. And that would really satisfy me to know that this accomplishment has taken place and we have preserved another piece of our history.
Outstanding. Fred, thank you so much, man. You go and enjoy yourself in Ghana. I want a necklace and a bracelet. You know, so don't you leave Ghana without bringing me a necklace or a bracelet. We'll have problems when you get back here.
Okay.
So can you tell me when you're expected back in the United States?
I got a sister married on the 23rd, so I have to be back probably the 22nd. I want to stay longer, but I don't want to miss a wedding.
Well, you're going to miss the school move, but don't miss your sister's wedding.
Yeah.
And don't forget my bracelet
and
my necklace, man. Don't forget that.
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right, good. I just got a call in from Danny B., Danny Bunkham in the Remus Point community. Made a $50 donation. The donations are coming in, and we want to thank and we appreciate each and every donation that's coming in. You know, Professor Damon Fordham, if I can get you to come back up here to the mic, there is a question I wanted to make sure I put before you. And if, you know, Damon, you being a professor over at the Citadel and what you do, how important is after this school is restored and become the Long Point Road Cultural Education Center, and the direct tie-in for tours with the Boone Hall Plantation and the Charles Pinckney Center, which is just less than a mile away, to this settlement community, to combine the school with the tour, to those two large visitation and visitors venue that not only does Mount Pleasant push those two, but that's a Charleston Visitors Bureau thing. And to have us link with that and this school when it's restored, how valuable would you say that is?
It was of extreme importance because, unfortunately, all that many people know of our history is the fact of slavery. And, of course, there are attempts right now to water down even that aspect of history. So people have to know about the triumphs as well as the tragedies of our history, you see. And so it's important to know what the people did to help pull themselves out of that condition, as well as the condition that they were put in the first place, to inspire them to improve their condition in the future.
You know, when I talk about the school oftentimes as, you know, as an advocate, because I'm not a historian, I don't ever want to be one. I don't even profess to be one. But I often talk about how this school predates Brown versus Board of Education, how it predates, you know, the Rosenwald schools, as well as, and it operated during the Jim Crow era. And I know Joe Palmer's in the studio with me, and Thomasina both went to this school, so you know how valuable that is. How important was it that this school was able to operate? And I know they were there during that Jim Crow era, Professor Fordham.
You mean how were they able to do that? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, I'm asking how important was it that they were able to continue the education?
Well, it was of extreme importance because, you see, if the people had no education at all, they would remain in that condition. And even though the intention may have been to sort of undereducate them, you look at Miss Marshall becoming a policewoman in New York as well as a town councilman down here, and Mr. Joe Palmer over here. I remember when I was a little boy, he was teaching us about Africa and things like that. These people basically took what little they had and made it work for them, and that's an exercise in perseverance that the young people to know so that they can improve their condition today.
Listen, this is if you're not there Thursday morning at 10 a.m., then I don't know where else is more important to be. Tell your employers. Tell the local government, whatever local government you might be a part of, that at 10 a.m. on Thursday morning, you're leaving work. You won't be there because you're going to go witness history, because that'll be exactly what you will be doing, is witnessing history. I don't know if as long as your employer understands the value of this, then they'll be ready and willing to say to you, okay, we accept your excuse for not being here. But 10 a.m. Thursday morning, you've got to be along that parade route, as Madam Stokes Marshall laid out. And all the town of Mount Pleasant council members, all the Charleston County council members, we expect to see you. I got a call. I'm going to jump right in because we're right up to the end of the show. And I'm sorry we came in late, but I'm going to take this call as quickly as I can. Good morning, caller. Welcome to WJNI 106.3. We want to take your call. Caller? Okay, we're trying to get it up, but of course we are right there at the end of the show, and I really want to apologize for not being able to give you the entire hour of the show, but we wanted to try to get in as best we could. Remember, Thursday morning at 10 a.m., this Long Point 1904 school that's on a steel right now, and it's on the steel, all we need to do is have the truck pull up to it. Please pay attention. You'll see more through the press this week about the school. We are up on the end of the show. Thank my sponsors, Ask Your Paint and Body Shop, Dorothy's Funeral Home, F. Brisbane Mortuary Transport, Gyrus Place, Johnson Hall Funeral Home, Hannibal's Kitchen, Family Seafood Market, Check Masters Checking, Tree of Life Ministry. But I also want to thank Professor Damon Fordham, the Chair, Arts and History Committee for the African American Settlement Community Commission, Joe Palmer, Madam Stokes Marshall, board member, and Ed Lee, board member of the African American Historic Settlement Commission. You all join us. We look forward to seeing you Thursday morning. You will hear more about this throughout the week, so pay attention. Stay focused. We'll see you Thursday morning. Tell your employer you got to take time off to be a part of history. Thank you. Y'all enjoy the rest of your day, and peace till next week.